Hey guys, welcome back. This is episode 4 of the Hurry Up and Hush podcast. As always, I'm your host, Kirsten. I just want to go ahead and apologize again. We cannot get a solid recording schedule down. I originally was hoping to record and have a new episode for you guys every other week. It's just been kind of tough because apparently bitches think they're too good to record. Mm-hmm. And I know when she listens to this, yeah, bitch, I'm talking about you. I'm just kidding, y'all. Ryan has been busy moving, so I get that. She has a lot of packing and stuff to do. And of course, between that and being a mom, it just gets a little hard to record, but that's okay. Because I'm super excited. I'm going to have a guest on today. I briefly mentioned in like the first episode that I'm looking forward to having different family and friends on. And I thought this would be the perfect opportunity to have a friend of mine on. So it's going to be super fun. And I'm super excited for you guys to meet my friend Kiki. Alrighty. Well, welcome to the show, Kiki. We're excited to have you. If you want to just go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Kiki. I am 30. I am a mother.
Period.
And I'm just outgoing. I am loving to travel and starting to travel. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of how me and Kiki met, actually. Like, we're more like travel buddies. Like,
yeah.
For sure. Like, me and her be hitting the road. So, because it's funny, the first time that we met was on that Puerto Rico trip.
Yep.
And the crazy thing is, y'all, like, I did not know this bitch. Because we didn't meet till the day that we were leaving.
Yeah, because we was in a group chat at first, and then
yes,
we met in person.
The day that we were leaving.
Literally.
But hey, we made it out the group chat. Yes. Made it out the group chat. We went to Puerto Rico. That was like almost 4 years ago.
I know. That was Corona.
Yep. Right after everything opened back up from the pandemic and stuff.
Yeah.
We set wheels up, bitches. Wheels up. But yeah, I'm excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
It's gonna be a fun episode. So how was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was really good. I didn't spend it with my immediate family, but me and my best friend, we had cooked, and her mom and her people came over, but it was like actually fun. It was low-key, which I really wanted this year, because every year it's like, okay, I get it, family is like, you know, cool, but mm-hmm. I just really wanted it to be mellow. Like, I didn't
want to
be around a whole bunch of people.
Yes, I know. I seen. So, what all did you guys make? I seen the video.
So, I cooked the turkey, which was so good. I made the turkey. We made ham, greens, yams, mac and cheese, dinner rolls, and mashed potatoes. Everything was homemade.
Yes.
Am I forgetting something? I think that's about it.
Who did the mac and cheese?
My best friend did the mac and cheese.
It looked good.
She did the mashed potatoes, the yams. I really only did the turkey, but she really did everything else.
Well, you know what? The turkey's important.
Yeah, the turkey was good.
It's a very important part of... So you seen the whole process there with the turkey, like cooking it, checking on it. Like all that, you did all that?
Yeah, I did all of that. You know, everybody have their ways. Like, everyone's like, oh, it takes like 8 hours. I'm like, it really don't take 8 hours to cook a turkey.
So how long did you cook it for?
I cooked the turkey for like, I started at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12. Well, almost 8 hours, but it probably was like maybe like 5 hours at the most. Like between 5 and 6 hours.
Okay, not bad. I've never made a turkey, so.
It was real tender, juicy. I made the butter with the seasonings and then spread it all inside the skin. Inside. And then I let it soak in lemon and vinegar and
Like a
lime.
brine.
Yeah, I let it sit and soak, washed it up and stuff. And yeah, seasoned that motherfucker. That motherfucker was cooked.
Period.
I did my big one.
Period. Yes, I did a bunch of the sides and stuff. Oh yeah, if you guys hear me slurping, sorry, I'm like drinking some tea right now. So, but I did like a bunch of the sides. I did the greens, which let me tell you guys something. I know you guys like to just put your greens on the stove and cook them down for hours, but ain't nothing like that pressure cooker.
And you know what? I need a pressure cooker and a crock pot is two different things.
Correct.
Okay.
Now mine is like that six in one. It does like all six things. You can slow cook, pressure cook,
That's what you be
steam, sear, all
cooking
that. What'd you say?
your meatballs in?
No, I usually just put those in the oven.
Oh.
But I did the greens in there and I put them on an hour and I probably could have stopped there because like when I say like that turkey leg was falling apart, like them greens be perfect. But I
Yeah.
went ahead and did like an hour and then I did like an extra half an hour on those. I did the green bean casserole. I did the mashed potatoes and I did the deviled eggs.
Period. We did not have deviled eggs.
Girl, y'all dropped the ball on that one.
But it's cool though. It's cool. We're
Drop
going
the
back.
ball.
Was there any Thanksgiving drama?
Luckily, no. We all ate and then took our asses home. My sister ended up coming over here because she's in the middle of moving, so all her shit was packed up. So she came over here to make the mac and cheese. And I can't lie, we was nervous because, you know, like this is a big deal. Like this is a
Right.
mac and cheese. Like, but we follow that Instagram chef, Chef Teeny's recipe.
Oh yeah, I love her.
Me too. I literally sent that to my sister. I was like, bitch,
She
watch
just got
this.
married.
Yeah, I seen that. Do you know they got married almost exactly to the date they got engaged? Because I was just looking at my Facebook memories and I seen where I had shared that she was engaged around the same exact time last year.
Yes, I love them. They make a great couple.
Yes. But first of all, I hear everybody cleared them shelves. You can't find no none of them kava toppy noodles. Nowhere.
Like when we went to the grocery store, we asked them, they didn't have no brown sugar.
Damn.
Like, where's the brown sugar? Oh, we don't have any in stock. We all gone. Like, how?
Damn, people.
Literally, where's the cheese?
Don't, I was gonna say, don't tell me they were out of stock of that too. Don't tell me.
Where's the cheese?
Like,
I can honestly say I'm surprised that Kroger's had a lot of turkeys.
did they?
Yes, the one on Broad Street and Whitehall, they had a lot of turkeys. A lot.
Nice. Where was I at earlier today? Like, somebody said they couldn't find any pumpkin pies. So then they grabbed like two sweet potato pies. And then I was at the store earlier today and they had hella pumpkin pies. And I'm like, what? Because I don't really do sweet potato pie.
I do both. I mean, see,
It's
honestly, I feel like there's no difference.
girl.
I do both. So, like, I love pumpkin pie. I love anything pumpkin. And I
Yeah.
love sweet potato pie.
See, it's a no for me. And then on top of that, yeah, my sister brought the two pies over my house. So then when I took all the food over to my mom's, guess what I figured out?
The pies.
The pies.
Typical.
And I don't do sweet potato pies, so what I ended up doing is I live in an apartment building and I just put them in like the front like walkway area for somebody.
Girl.
Like, I can't.
I
Wait, that was the Patti LaBelle ones.
would have smashed
Like them Patti pies.
those. Okay.
But I
I
I'm scared. What you're
I
about to
heard she's
say.
not really making them pies.
Of course not.
I heard she's just buying them from the store, from like a regular sweet potato pie and just boxing
Hell no.
them. Yeah, she's boxing the pies.
Hell no. Don't do my girl Patty like that. Look, I was about to say my bitch Patty, but let me not.
Okay, put some
Don't
respect
do her like that. Like, right, put some respect on her name.
on
But yeah, I think the mac and cheese came out good. I think the only things that we did wrong, sorry, Ryan, I'm not critiquing your mac and cheese because it came out absolutely amazing. But I'm just one of those cooks. You know how when you cook something, like, I'd be going over my head, like, oh, I'm gonna do this differently or this differently.
yeah.
You know what I mean? So the only thing I felt like that we could have did differently was made more of that cheese sauce
Oh,
that, like, Chef
yes.
Tini did. Because I feel like if we had enough of that, bitch, like, that would have really, like, set
The
it
cheese,
off.
the mac and cheese would have been cheesing.
Hell yeah. But we ended up shredding all the cheese ourselves. Excuse me, I got like a food processor, so we shredded the cheese. Then we were getting like hella nervous because the roux was getting like kind of like thick, like, and I'm like, oh fuck, like we're like adding the carnation milk and heavy cream and whisking hella fast and shit, like. But overall, it came out like pretty good. It really did. So next time I make like a baked mac and cheese, I'll just kind of like follow along that recipe. But yeah, Thanksgiving was really good, and I think it's only day two, or not day two, day one after Thanksgiving, and I'm over all of it. I don't need no more Thanksgiving food.
Well, they, you know, everybody running back around Christmas.
No, for real, yeah. I'm over all of it. All I could think about today was like, I need to take my ass to the gym. So, what is your favorite Thanksgiving side?
Mac and cheese.
I mean, that's definitely up there. It's definitely top
I'm a mac
tier.
and cheese eater, so.
Yeah.
I love the mac and cheese. Mac and cheese, I love it.
I love mac and cheese, and mac and cheese loves me.
Yes.
Right the fuck back.
Mac and cheese hate to see me coming.
Period.
Yes.
Like. So for me, it's the green bean casserole. I don't care. I'm fucking it up. The whole pan. I don't care. If you don't want none, like, cause that's one of them controversial dishes. Like, most people don't like it, and I'm like, that's just more for me. Like,
I've
I'm
never
not
had
bothered,
green bean casserole.
girl. And the crazy thing is, it's such a simple recipe. Like, I just popped in there some cans of the French style green beans. A couple cans of cream of mushroom, what, garlic powder, black pepper, a little dash of Worcestershire. I can't say that fucking like a dash of Worcestershire, and then the French's fried onions on top. That's super simple, ain't none of that extra shit. Sometimes the most simplest things are the best.
Yeah, I never had that shit.
It's good shit right there.
I always thought green bean casserole was a Caucasian people thing.
I'm weak. I knew you were gonna say that.
Like,
Maybe it is. I don't know, y'all. I don't know.
We always had it, so.
Like, you never hear, yeah, I'm gonna bring that green bean casserole to the barbecue. Like,
shut the fuck up. You're not. You might be right. You might be onto something.
You never hear nobody say that.
You might be on the phone. I don't know. That's funny, though. But, yeah, Thanksgiving is good. Got that in the books. I went ahead and put up my tree today.
Did you?
I'm fucking with it. I'm fucking with it. It's cute. Not too much, you know.
Yeah, we're doing a Stitch theme tree.
That'll be cute.
Yep.
I've always wanted to be one of them people.
But you know, I think I'm going to be one of them people to leave my tree up every year and just decorate it the theme of the month.
Yes, I've always wanted to do that, have like a day tree.
Yes.
I've always wanted to do that because it would be so easy to like hit up Dollar Tree and
buy just, stuff.
Dollar Tree. Yeah, just grab stuff. Yep, season by season.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have no room for none of all that shit, to be honest.
Organization, girl. Organization.
Yeah, I'm so unorganized. Because I'm like pulling out the Christmas box. Do you know how many Halloween decorations that I didn't put up? Because I didn't know I had them. Like,
a lot.
Like, I was putting up Halloween stuff throughout November. Because I was finding it, and I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot I had bought this. Like, and then I pull up the Christmas box, and there's Halloween stuff sprinkled in there. And I'm like, hell damn. No.
Dude, if that was the case, you should have did a Nightmare Before Christmas theme.
Right? But, yeah. Bitch. My apartment complex is doing another door decorating contest.
For Christmas?
Yes, so I forgot to put my door decorating thing up for the day that they were judging the Halloween contest. What I did was I got two command strip hooks hung up on my front door.
Mm-hmm.
And I took like a sturdy. I was trying to say sturdy and then I'm thinking of tablecloth in my head. But a sturdy tablecloth, like a thicker one. And, you know, I just glued everything on there and, like, did the design on there. And then that way I just, you know, poked two holes in the tablecloth and just hung it on my door. Well, that was Halloween themed. They didn't judge the doors until November 18th.
Oh, hell no. Halloween over.
Exactly. So I didn't want it just sitting on my door, you know, all November. All right. So I took it down for a little bit. And I forgot to put it back up. Moral of the story is I forgot to put it back up. And after looking at the people that won, I definitely could have placed. Like, my shit was cute. Like, I should have placed. So, they're doing one for the month of December for Christmas. And the number one winner gets $200 off their rent. Shoot,
I need that $200.
I'm about to decorate my heart out. Okay. Look. I can't afford to lose. Like, literally. Like,
shoot, $200 off rent. That's like clutch right now in today's economy.
No, for real. Everybody could use that. I don't care who you are. So, I'm going to get started on that. I just love the holidays, though. I just really love the holidays.
I think now, I mean, I've always liked the holidays because I'm always that person that gives.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially around Christmas, I'm always a person that gives presents, you know, things like that. And I think now that I have a child, it's like I could see him, you know, being excited. And a lot of people are like, oh, he's not going to remember when he's young. Well, we're going to make him remember.
I'm weak.
Because.
Like, so there'll be pictures and stuff. Like, dang.
Literally, like, it's just a joy, so.
Mm-hmm. It definitely makes it more exciting once you have, like, a kid and stuff like that. And
yeah.
He'll get the hang of it real soon. Shoot.
I know.
I was over here thinking, like, my nephews, they're not old enough to No, there's still three and four talking about Santa gonna bring me this already, bro. Like already.
Exactly. And then I don't want to take that experience away from him. Like, you know, people be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make sure my kid know that I brought them presents. Not real. I'm gonna th let my kid think that Santa Claus is real because I had that experience.
Yeah.
Like Santa Claus is real. I remember my great aunt had me and my brother write letters to Santa Claus and let him know that what we wanted, but she was actually taking the letters to her job and let like her work friends write letters back to us acting like Santa Claus, like
Oh, that's sweet though.
yeah.
That's sweet. But I don't think, I mean, I just didn't grow up celebrating Christmas. So I don't think there was ever truly a time that I like really believed in Santa Claus like that. 'Cause I mean, we got gifts. Like my grandparents, they didn't wrap the gifts or anything. We just would always get our gifts on Christmas Eve. Like we never felt like, you know, we missed out or anything, but we just didn't celebrate Christmas growing up. So I was never entertained with the idea of Santa Claus.
We put cookies out, all types of stuff, girl.
Oh, but now that I'm an adult now, like I feel like I would want my kid to experience that, you know? Like,
Definitely.
oh, I can't wait till I have a kid and I start doing the Elf on the Shelf. Oh, bitch.
Oh yeah.
Me and little Elfie, we's getting down in the middle of the night, okay? Like, what? Like, I think that'll be so much fun. The Elf on the Shelf, like you said, the cookies, the writing letters, and just all of it, like all of it. I've already started watching Christmas movies, so.
We watched Elf yesterday. He was, when I mean my baby was cracking up like he understood everything was going on.
Aww. So far, I have watched Home Alone 1 and 2. Them are classics for real, you know?
Definitely.
So I just left off on, yeah, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. What I would do to be that age, Lost in New York. It's like, no. I'd probably be crying. Shit.
Shit, I would.
No, for I'd be in the middle of Times Square, like,
Shit,
ugh.
I'll cry as an adult.
Yeah, no, for real. Like, don't let me catch the wrong connecting flight, baby, baby. Oh, real. That's so funny. That's so true. But speaking of flights, let me tell you something that I'm pissed about.
What?
Yeah, my passport thing.
Oh my goodness.
I like went, I scheduled my appointment for my passport stuff today. I'm like running around like a crazy person. I'm making sure my application is filled out. I got my money order. I got copies of my ID. I got my birth certificate. Everything in here. And then on top of that, I had to make sure I look good, you know? Because I gotta take the picture. Excuse me. But I get there and they're not doing them today.
Like it's a certain day.
No, I guess just, I don't know, like if they were short staffed or something, but either way, that shit pissed me off.
That's crazy.
Pissed me off.
I feel like things like that, like they should notify you.
And let me know or something.
Yes.
Yeah, like I had an appointment, so I'm like, well, I need to schedule an appointment for like the next possible day that you have. And she gonna be like, oh, you can do it on the kiosk, blah 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 blah. You know what? Fuck it. And I'm not coming back to this location either. Like, I can tell you that much. So I'm just trying to get that done and out of the way. I need that like by March.
Yeah, March is like in about to be in 3 months.
I know. Am I cutting it close?
It's
I
March. March is around the corner. Everybody's waiting
know.
for March.
Why? So they can get their taxes or something?
Amen.
Amen. I can't relate.
My bad. We all waiting on March. Can't fucking relate. But yeah, that was just so annoying. That was like kind of the day that I had. So, but trying to get that done and out of the way so I can get the fuck up out of here.
I can't wait to get my passport. Me and my best friend were just talking about that today, getting our passports.
Yes. Take flight.
And I'm going to get my baby one too.
Yep. Yeah, you need to get your best friend on a plane. Like, come on, girl.
I know.
Wheels up.
I know. My niece, she just came back from Japan.
Did she?
Yes. They went to Disney World, Disneyland, Japan.
Mm. So me and my friend are talking about going to Thailand, but
yes.
I can't lie, bitch. I'm scared. Like, I really don't think I want to travel for 24 hours straight.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. That and like one of the flights is literally like 15 hours.
Oh no.
And then 15 hours like,
in a plane.
I think I might have an anxiety attack.
I wouldn't even want to do 15 hours in the car.
Girl, look. So the more I look at those flights, the more I get like anxiety. So we'll see. I'm just gonna keep saving my money and get my passport and stuff, and maybe when like closer to the time comes, like maybe I can like talk her into like a closer destination. Like, because I did tell her, I'm like, bitch, I don't know about this. I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because 15 hours, Kiki. Okay, just say you are on a 15-hour flight. And then out of that 15 hours, woohoo, say you do sleep for 8 of those. You still got 7 whole fucking hours. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Besides sitting there.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. And you have to get up. I mean, you got to at least circulate your legs and stuff. And
if I'm not in first class.
I just don't feel like that would even cut it. Like, the way my anxiety is set up, like, right. I need to touch the ground. I need to breathe some fresh air. Like, not this reused, recycled ass air.
Yeah.
For 15 hours? No. For 15 hours, breathing in other people's carbon monoxide.
And then that little mist.
Hell no. I can't do it. I can't do it. So, let me see if I can reroute. Let me see, like, I'm going to be like this. So, she's going to Jamaica.
My friend wanted to go to Jamaica for her 30th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Next year in August. But she just want to go somewhere, and I'm like, because her second option is Puerto Rico, and I'm like, let's just go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, you're like, let's just go.
Let's just go to Puerto Rico, so.
I'm always down to go to Puerto Rico, but I feel like people going to start looking at me like, all right, bitch. Like, 3-4 times to Puerto Rico was overkill.
You've been there twice.
Yeah.
I need to go again.
No, for real. But I'm always down to go to Puerto Rico. And I mean, that flight's not bad, though. Like, that's the thing. I'm used to these, like, short flights. Like,
yeah.
2 hours to Florida, layover, 2 hours to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Or I'm, like, feeling hella spoiled because I just went to Chicago. But from Columbus, that's a 45-minute flight. If that. It's not, like, I couldn't even get comfortable and close my eyes. Because then they're like, we're on our final descent. And I'm like, oh. Like, okay. But yeah, you know, I'm always trying to get up out of here. See the world, you know. Anywho, let me tell you what else I learned over these past couple weeks. Haven't posted an episode in like 3 weeks. So let me update y'all. Let's update the people. What I have learned this week. First of all, nobody told me how good Wingstop was.
Bitch.
This is a new discovery for me.
Have you not had Wingstop before?
Nope.
I used to work at Wingstop.
Did you?
Yes.
Why do I not remember that? Wingstop. Wait, were we friends already? Because I feel like I slightly remember this.
The second time around, yeah.
Okay.
The second time I went back to Wingstop, yes, we were.
Okay. I think I
And
slightly remember that.
yeah, because I worked at two locations, but I used to work at Wingstop. I like them, but you know, it's certain locations that like every location don't cook their food the
Interesting. What do you mean? Should I be
same.
concerned? Wait, should we be concerned?
Like every restaurant aren't the same. Like you know how you go to one restaurant, you're like, okay, I see that they make their stuff good, and then you try the same restaurant but at a different location and be like,
Yeah.
it ain't
I know
hitting
this.
as.
Yeah, I noticed that the one over here by my house, their wings are like a little bit more crispier than the ones up by my job. And I like that little extra crisp.
So yes, I like Wingstop. I wouldn't say I love them, but I like them. And then working there, like you know, we could make our chicken how we want to, like different sauces, mix them together, all types of stuff.
Yeah. What was your favorite one then?
My favorite is I love the Louisiana rub, and
Okay.
I'm a mild girl, like I'm a spicy girl, so I go with like the mild or the Cajun. Or, see what I would do. I would put mild sauce on my wings and put Cajun seasoning on top of the mild. Make
Okay,
it more kicking, or barbecue sauce and add Cajun seasoning.
that sounds really good.
Yeah, so next time you go to Wingstop, be like, can I get it tossed in? Barbecue sauce and key god do the seasoning on
At
top,
the
the Cajun
top,
seasoning.
I'll tell you right now, the hot honey rub, hooked.
Yeah.
I am hooked. I love that hot honey rub. It's so good. And then I think there's like a mango habanero that's really good.
Yes, the mango habanero. OMG, that slaps. I love me a good mango habanero.
Yep. Definitely up there. So I just can't believe that nobody ever told me how good Wingstop was.
I mean, if you
I've
would have
had
asked.
it. I've had it way too many times in the past couple weeks, and I am willing to admit. Like, so I'm a Wingstop girly. I learned that. I am not a press-on girly. The last episode I was talking about how I'm
Your
trying
press
to,
on.
yeah, no. The one thing that I will say is that my nails grew a lot. I tried to do press-ons for 2 weeks in a row. Now I couldn't keep all of my nails on. I'd like have my nails on for like maybe 2 days, and then I'd like look down and I'd be missing like three nails. So I'm like, this is not for me. I'm just too physical with my hands because I cut
Yeah,
hair for a
you
living.
and stuff.
But I noticed how much they grew underneath the nails that did stay on. So I will say that,
See, me and press. Well, I couldn't say nothing. I did press ons before, but that was when I was in like, oh, I'm finna make press on errors.
oh, yes.
And but that was about it. But you know, I like my acrylic. Like it just gives me that feeling. Like, cause like my best friend, she does nails. So like when I get my nails done, and you know, I like my nails long.
Long, yeah, you've always been one of those long nail girlies.
Yes, I like my nails long. I like the sound of the
Cannot with you.
Like the sound of the clickiness is just. It's just satisfying. And then I think that like it's just my aesthetic. Like I've been going short because you know I got the baby and everything. But my last short set was when we went to Tennessee. And then I think I'm gonna get another one for Christmas. But
The only reason I don't do acrylics is because I never keep up on them when it comes to getting my fill-ins,
yeah.
and I absolutely hate taking them off.
Same.
Hate it. But I just don't know what's good for me. Like, I just went and got a mani-pedi. And I got a gel manicure, and those lasted maybe 2 days.
Maybe you should try like layovers.
Oh, like the overday overlay.
Yeah, the
Like,
overlay. I said layovers.
bitches on travel talk still. Okay, layover where?
Okay, I'm ready to catch a flight.
No, for real, did somebody say layover? But
The
yeah.
overlay.
I just need something more sturdy, and I know it's because I cut hair, but I really want to look more put together. I like having my nails done. I feel pretty, I feel
Yeah.
feminine, I feel cute. But I had my gel nails done, and like 2 days later, my fingers started to chip. Some of them started to peel.
Or
And
you
I.
know they have the UV thing, like you could do it yourself. The UV thing.
I do have a lamp. I just need to order some new polishes. So I might just do that. Because that way, at least, I can just do it at home and maybe I'll do it like once a week or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to look cute and it's not working for me. But yeah, those are my new two revelations over the past couple weeks. Wingstop and press-on nails are not for me. And yeah, if any other ladies out there have the same problem I do, if you work a physical job, like what are your options? Because I mean, 90% of the time I just rock the naked nails, but I just want to feel like more put together
I
and stuff.
understand.
Like, but yeah, so anything new with you?
Well, I mean, everything is always new, especially with me being a mom, but I'm about to learn a different language.
Okay.
I'm about to learn Vietnamese.
Period. Wait, is your friend gonna teach you?
She's
I'm weak. Diana's gonna teach you how to
Vietnamese.
speak.
Yeah, and we've been best friends for like a very long time, since like sixth grade.
Damn,
So
bitch, you should have already been speaking.
I know.
Damn.
But
I'm sorry, no, I'm just
like
fucking with you.
I'm gonna start learning the language because her mom, she still has her, like, if you ever meet her mom, like her accent is so strong. Like, if she still speaks, I'll be like, what did she say?
Oh,
What
yeah,
did
because she
she
just has that thick accent.
say? Yes. Like, what she say? Oh, when she you met her when she came to the girls' night.
Oh, yeah, that was her mom?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow, yeah, she does have a thick ass accent.
Yep.
And you could tell that she was speaking English on top of that, and I still
Yep.
wasn't understanding.
Mixes them together.
Yeah, I did not know that was her mom.
Yes, girl. So I'm gonna start learning that, and I think I want my son to be bilingual.
Yeah, and start young for sure.
Yes, definitely. Like the two main languages, obviously, is English and Spanish because obviously, like everywhere we go, most likely there's going to be some type of Spanish spoken.
Right.
So that, and then maybe like a little bit of Vietnamese here and there, or even like just like different languages.
Yeah. I think
So,
that's a really good idea. And
yeah.
then don't forget to touch up on like sign language and stuff like that.
Yes.
That'll be really good for him
Because
to
that's
know.
important too. Because, oh, it's not funny. I'm sorry to laugh. I'm sorry, it's not funny. But like when like especially like in customer service, like in that job field, and like especially face to face. And then you don't know if someone is deaf unless they like either pull out their phone and like already have it in their notes, like, hey, I'm deaf. Like, this is like, and it's like, oh, it's kind of like confusing because you can't say nothing back. Like, it's like.
It's hard. Like, I have a few deaf clients that come in. And they're, I mean, they work pretty well with us. They're prepared for it, but
Yeah.
there's definitely like those barriers. Yep. So, and even if I did know anything, I really don't know how to say anything in sign language. And I feel like if I did, I would just forget. Like, I would get nervous.
The only thing I can say is thank you and you're welcome.
Yeah, I could say thank you, and I can't remember how to say you're welcome to save my life.
Like, I just, other than that, I can't. That reminds me, like, when I used to work at JCPenney for their customer call center, and this lady called in, but she was blind. She was blind, and she was like, I'm trying to order something. I'm blind, so I can't see, so I need you to describe it to me. All I kept thinking in my head was like, how are you even gonna know that you like it?
Stop.
I'm sorry, but
Wait,
it's
I
like,
can't believe she put that much trust into y'all.
exactly. I don't know if she was really actually blind or just like bullshitting.
She was pulling your leg.
But it's like, how are you gonna know? I could describe anything online right now, but how are you
Am
gonna
weak.
know you're like,
I am weak. And I don't know why this just popped in my head. The only thing I start thinking about was like, you put your trust in a nigga,
Oh my goodness.
how you been? Because why would you do that? Like, a
Right.
stranger,
A
that means that she
stranger.
don't got nobody else. She can't trust nobody else.
No family, no nothing.
Obviously not. They'd probably be trying to have her out here looking a hot fucking mess.
Man, listen.
She was like, fuck y'all. Like, I got this.
Like, a little old girl from the Valley of Ohio.
Like, I got
Like,
this. But actually, that it's giving. That's my attitude all day. Like, gets mad at my family. Fuck y'all. I don't need y'all to help me pick out clothes anyways.
that
Like,
part.
I got this. Period. I love that for her.
Okay, she's independent.
Independent woman. I ain't mad at it. Shoot.
Me neither, but I'm just like, okay.
Okay. Wait, did she get the
Okay, lady.
Oh man, I'm trying to think. I think we might have like one or two blind clients. But you know, they just get buzz cuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
That is
I'm going
so
to
messed
hell,
up.
bro.
Oh my
I'm going to
goodness.
hell. But I don't want to hear shit that a motherfucker that can't see.
God forgive me.
I don't want to hear shit that you got to say about your haircut if you can't
No,
see
literally, because
it. I don't want to hear shit. You're getting a number two all over, and I'm lining you the fuck up. And you better hope I don't take your neckline halfway up your head, okay? Shit, let me stop.
Is
Let me
so messed up.
stop. I swear I would never do that to anybody, you guys. I take pride in my work. What I send out the door is important to me.
You do a good job.
I do. I ain't sending nobody out looking a hot mess. 'Cause you damn sure ain't gonna tell the next motherfucker that I did it. People need to realize that your clients are your work. They're
Yeah.
walking advertisement out here for sure. That's funny. Okay, so have you been seeing the suspect trend
Yes.
on TikTok? That
Yes.
shit be having me weak.
Everywhere.
So I think we should do the suspect trend, but on ourselves.
Okay. You gonna go ahead?
Oh God. All right, I'm gonna start light with myself because I'm not trying to hurt my feelings. But first of all, suspect wants to grow her hair out, but then cuts her hair like twice a week. It's
Bitch.
me. I'm guilty.
Okay.
I can't help it. Shit.
That's literally you, because when I first met you, you had hair because you had braids.
Now I can't stop cutting it.
Exactly.
But I'm getting there. I got like a little finger wave. I got mini flat iron. I can like put a little bump in it now. So,
Okay.
you
Let
know.
me. Okay, suspect cut her locks off just to regrow
Bitch.
them
Suspect needs help, okay?
OMG, suspect is in denial.
Lock her up. Okay, but is suspect going to get smaller locks? Like, what are you doing different?
Well, suspect don't know if she want to get locks.
So suspect just don't
Or
know.
if she just want to get a bust down or some braids.
Period. Period. I feel like that's why I'll never grow my hair back out all the way. Because if I could throw a wig on in a heartbeat, like, you know.
Hurt. And I got one too.
Period. Okay, here I go. Suspect wants to lose weight, but then has Wingstop 4 times in 2 weeks.
Oh
Like, I can't help it. Like, I can't help.
It's
And I'm like, all right, this is my last time doing this. And then I turn around 2 days later and order Wingstop again. It's me. I'm suspect. But we're
thing.
gonna get there. We're gonna get there. Like, because suspect been on this weight loss journey for too long. Like,
Girl, I'm still trying to figure mine when I'm gonna start mine.
girl, before the new year's, always say start. If you have any resolutions or goals, start them before the new year's.
Okay, I got one. Suspect want to talk to other men, but delusional about the one she got.
Guilty are you?
I'm
You are
guilty.
guilty.
Like, it's hard. But these guys are like just for entertainment. Like, I'm like really.
No, I know what you mean though, 'cause you're bored.
Literally. Like,
Like, I totally get that.
I'm not gonna say I'm probably never gonna see them. But it'll probably be one of them that I would probably see, and that's the one that stay in Orlando. Because hey, I like Orlando.
Listen to you.
I love Orlando, and I think I'm gonna go back next year. So
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to Orlando. I've just been to Clearwater.
that would probably be the only probably one that I would probably see.
Yeah. Okay.
We should take a trip to Orlando.
We should. We should. We should. Okay, here go mine for you guys. Suspect bought a car and said she's gonna put money into it, but needs new tires, oil change, a tune-up.
Oh my gosh.
Got an antifreeze leak. You name it. Suspect ain't put a dime into that car. It's all right, I'm gonna get there.
The car that you just got.
Yes.
Girl.
I need to put a little work into it, and I said I was, but suspect gonna get to it when she feels like it. Okay, like, wait, be like, suspect might be on the side of the highway tomorrow, but listen, like, that's not y'all's business. I got
Okay.
AAA. Okay. I'm gonna get there.
Girl, that's crazy. I
I
love people
know.
anyway.
I know. I got it for the Tennessee road trip. And I figured I would just keep it.
Yeah.
Figured I would just keep
Not that
it
you got it for the Tennessee, like we was just gonna be.
Because I'll be getting nervous. Like, I'll be getting nervous that anything's going to
Like, you don't
happen.
want to go, you don't want nothing happen like what happened to us in Detroit.
Bruh. The tales of Detroit. There's multiple reasons why I do not like going to Detroit. Every time I go up there, I have to get a new motherfucking tire. I'm over it. I'm over it. I'm not going up to Detroit no more.
OMG.
And they drive crazy.
They do.
As hell. Okay, do you have any more suspects?
OMG. I don't think I have any more suspects.
That's okay.
I don't think I have any more suspects.
That's okay. It's okay. You can just be easy on yourself this week, you know. But
True.
thanks for having or having you. Thanks for coming on the podcast, bitch.
No problem. I would love to do this again. This was actually fun.
I know. And we'll just sit and chit chat and
Yes, this was actually fun.
Yes. So before the show ends, I just wanna try a new segment. Don't gotta be serious, but I need to get something off my chest. This is my confessional hour.
This is my confession.
Confessions. I just wanna say for number one, I accidentally cut this little girl some micro bangs. And
What?
I didn't mean to. Like, I didn't mean to. I didn't know because she came in and her hair was like slightly curly, but she had her bangs like gelled down, like they were gelled down straight. So I gets the cutting, bitch. Then I blow dry. Then they're all the way the fuck up here. Then they're halfway curling. So then they're uneven. So then I have to even them up. I have to take them up even higher. Yeah,
OMG.
confession. It was an accident.
Harrison.
They was cute though. They was cute. And then my other confession is, sorry, Melissa. That's my boss. That was me smoking out of my weed vape pen in the bathroom. That's what you was smelling. Sorry. I just be needing it sometimes to stay sane at work, you know. They be in on my nerves. I
Hell
know, right? You got any confessions?
Oh, I have a lot of questions, but I'm only going to say one.
Hit us.
I don't know how to put this, but
No shit.
I have a feet fetish.
Oh my God, bitch. With other people's feet?
Like they have to be like nice.
Wait, are we talking about just anybody or are we talking about men or women? Like, I need answers. Like,
Like, I mean, I wouldn't say just anybody. It's not like I'm gonna like go up and start like licking people's toes. Like, well, I my man's toes.
Oh shit.
I like my man's toes. He has real nice feet.
He
Like,
got nice feet though.
yeah, well, like he go get pedicures and stuff. Like,
Right. We love a man that gets a
yeah, he gets
pedicure.
manicures and pedicures because you know you got to keep the fingers
Period.
nice.
That too. We love a man. We love a man that goes and gets a little mani-pedi. Claps for that one.
But I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a feet fetish, but
Okay, because she was kind of scaring me.
I like his feet. Like I would lick his toes.
I cannot with you.
Yes.
Cannot.
100%.
Okay, and on that thanks for tuning in. Kiki, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
And we will see you guys next time.
Peace to the Middle East.
Bye.